Canto 11, Chapter 2, entitled Maharaj Nimi Meets the Naras, text number 45. Shri Habir Uvacha Sarva Bhuteshu Ya Pashed Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavato Uttamaha Shri Havira Uvacha Sarva Bhuteshu Ya Pashe Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha Bhutani Bhagavat Atmani Esha Bhagavata Uttamaha Shri Hari Shri Havir Uvacha Sarva Bhuteshu Ya Pashet Bhagavat Bhavam Atmanaha Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavat Uttamaha Sarva Bhuteshu Yaha Pashet Bhagavati Atmani Bhagavata Uttamaha Shri Havir Uvacha Bhagavat Uttamaha Matajis Shri Havir Uvacha Sarva Bhuteshu Yaha Pashet Bhagavat Bhavam Atmanaha Kanishthi Kari se start karna hai, lekin end kahan karna hai? Shri Havir Uvacha, Shri Havir said, Sarva Bhuteshu, in all objects, Yaha, anyone who, Pashyet, sees, Bhagavat Bhavam, the ability to be engaged in the service of the Lord, Atmanaha, of the Supreme Spirit Soul, or transcendence beyond the material concept of life, Bhutani, all beings, Bhagavatihi, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atmani, the basic principle of all existence. Eshaha, this Bhagavat Uttamaha, a person advanced in devotional service. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Shri Havir said, the most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, and understands that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord. Purport. So this is the third day of the purport. So we'll read from where we are asked to. A Kanishth Adhikari Guru, one who is simply attached to performing religious ceremonies and worshipping the deity without appreciation for other Vaishnavas, especially those who are preaching the message of the Lord, will especially appeal to persons interested in the dry cultivation of knowledge. As a living entity develops mundane piety, he proudly devotes himself to regulated work and nobly tries to detach himself from the fruits of his work. Through such regulated, detached work, knowledge or wisdom gradually arises. As knowledge or wisdom becomes prominent, the pious materialist becomes attracted to ritual, to altruistic and charitable work, and give up gross sinful activities. If he is fortunate, he then becomes favorable to the transcendental devotional service of the Lord. Desiring a mere intellectual understanding of devotional service, such a pious materialist may seek shelter at the feet of a Kanishth Adhikari. If able to advance to Madhyama qualification, he then becomes attracted to a Vaishnav actively engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness. And when fully mature on the platform of intermediate devotion, he becomes attracted to the Mahabhagavat level and is awarded a glimpse of the exalted position of the Mahabhagavat spiritual master by the grace of Krishna within his heart. If one gradually goes on in the devotional service of the Lord, one becomes established as a Paramhams Mahabhagavat. At this stage, all of his actions, movements and engagements in preaching are dedicated solely to the satisfaction of Krishna. The illusory potency Maya has no power to throw or cover such a purified living entity. In Upadeshamrit, text 5, Srila Rupa Goswami has described this stage of life as Bhajan Vigyam Ananyam Anya Nindadi Shunyam Hridam. A Mahabhagavat being empowered by the Supreme Lord Yogeshwar is endowed with supernatural power. Is endowed with supernatural power to inspire and give success to the Madhyama Adhikari who follows in his footsteps, and to elevate a Kanishth Adhikari gradually to the intermediate platform. Such devotional power springs automatically from the ocean of mercy found within the heart of a pure devotee. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that a Mahabhagavat has no desire to inflict punishment on the enemies of the Lord. Rather, he engages the Madhyam Adhikaris and Kanishth Adhikaris in preaching work to purify the polluted mentality of the inimical souls who are falsely imagining the material world to be separate from Krishna. There are unfortunate living entities who are unable to understand the glory of a Kanishth Adhikari within the realm of devotional service. Have no praise for more advanced state of intermediate devotion and cannot even bring to understand the most exalted stage, that of the Uttam Adhikari. Such unfortunate souls, attracted to the impersonal Mayavad speculation, follow faithfully in the footsteps of Kams, Agar, Bakar and Putana, and thus and are thus killed by Sri Hari. In this way, the community of sense gratifiers remain uninterested in the service at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And according to the individual perverted vision of so-called self-interest, such materialist chooses his own misfortune in the form of repeated birth and death in various types of material bodies. There are 84 lakh species of material forms, and the materialistic living entities select the particular flavors of birth, old age, disease and death they wish to inflict upon themselves under the hallucinations of so-called material progress. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksharonmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripatam Aham Mande Shri Guru Dinatari. Hare Krishna. Some special audiences at the special positions to give special mercy. Anyways, seek the blessings of all the devotees so that we can speak something on this subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam and on this auspicious occasion of Sripad Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance day. So we'll try to briefly speak about him and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, some pastimes which brings forth this message which is being spoken in this text of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sri Havir is saying, when asked about what is the, how to identify the devotees and what are the qualifications of devotees. Of course, we have been hearing from exalted devotees last Saturday and Sunday, and very beautifully glorifying how to see as pure devotees see, and how Srila Prabhupada preached. So herein, the most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees everything in relationship to the Supreme Lord and understands that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord. And in the section of the purports which we were reading, the devotees very wonderfully analyze how a person progresses from a gross materialist acting piously, and then he does regulated detached work. With that, the wisdom arises, and as knowledge becomes prominent, then he attaches to doing some charitable work, and when he becomes does charitable work, then if he is fortunate, he becomes favorable to transcendental devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So this is the cycle. And then with the intellectual understanding, and if he somehow comes and takes shelter of a Kanishta Adhikari, devotee on the lower platform, his devotion begins, and then he gets connected to a Madhyam Adhikari, and then eventually Uttam Adhikari, a Paramahamsa. And then in the next part, purport explains that it is unfortunate that the living entities who are unable to understand the glory of Kanishta Adhikari within the realm of devotional service. And then the devotees explain that what happens to such unfortunate souls who are unable to recognize devotees at different levels in the realm of devotional service. They get the same mercy as received by the family of Agha, Bhaka, Putana and Kamsa and all those demons. So that, and then they choose, very beautifully they conclude this section of the purport, that there are 8.4 million species, and by all these acts, by not recognizing the devotees and serving the devotees, one chooses a particular flavor of birth, old age, disease and death which they wish. It's like choosing a flavor of an ice cream. They choose different flavors are available of birth, old age, disease and death. Whether you want the crow death or a pigeon death or a pigeon old age or a different living entity. So different flavors are there. So every living form, every living body has a different flavor. So that is what, if a person does not take to devotion, that's what he has to choose from. So different flavors of bhakti, of material life. So anyway, this auspicious occasion of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance, as Vrindavan Das Thakur himself describes, that one cannot describe the glories of the Lord and his devotees to the complete extent. As much is the capacity of the bird to fly in the sky, that much he can. So we can do whatever little we can, tiny, fly little, and then speak little for our own purification. Vrindavan Das Thakur was one of the first authentic biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, initially called Chaitanya Mangal, wherein he expounds Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was written by him, and he was the son of very, very special devotee, Sri Narayani Devi, who was the niece of Srivas Thakur, Srivas Thakur's brother, Sri Ram Pandit, who was none other than Srivas Thakur, as we know, is Narad Muni, and Sri Ram Pandit was, Narad Muni is one of the closest friends, Parvat Muni, yeah. So she was the daughter of Sriman Pandit, and then in her very old age, the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur received amazing mercy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave his own remnants to her when she was just 4 years old. And she exhibited transcendental ecstatic symptoms. Vrindavan Das Thakur, of course, was born in Mamgachi, which was the house of Malini Devi, Srivas Thakur's wife, and then very, very dear to Nityananda Prabhu. Very favorite of Nityananda Prabhu, took initiation from Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Kaviraj Goswami at various places in Chaitanya Charitamrita glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur, and at many places he requests all the readers that you should read Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mangal, at that time it was called, that all of you should read Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nityananda Kripa Patra Vrindavan Das Chaitanya Lilayate Ho Hoye Adi Vyas. That he calls him that Chaitanya Lilayate Hoye Adi Vyas. Kaviraj Goswami describes that Vrindavan Das Thakur is the Adi Vyas of the pastimes of Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he describes various benefits of reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. He says that anyone who reads Chaitanya Bhagavat, even an atheist who reads Yahara Shravane Nashe Sarva Amangal, all the misfortune in one's life is eradicated just by reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he describes how just by reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, the glories and the truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu and the conclusion, the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna is revealed just by reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Srila Prabhupada in the beautiful purport describes that Srimad Bhagavatam is the authorized book to understand devotional service about Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. But Prabhupada explains that Srimad Bhagavatam is very elaborate, so very few people can understand. And also it is, since it's the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, and primarily Srila Prabhupada explains because of the professional reciter speaking about Bhagavatam, and primarily they speak on the Rasa Panchadhyaya, which are just the five chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the concept of Bhagavat Sapta, they just want to finish the study of Srimad Bhagavatam in 7 days. So Prabhupada says because of these two things, because of just glorifying the Rasalila pastimes and just trying to study the entire Chaitanya Srimad Bhagavatam in 7 days, it's difficult to, they want to finish Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes, in 1 week. And Prabhupada explains, of course, if properly explained, one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam will probably take more than 3 months. So one class we should have for 3 months on one verse. Of course, we are having one verse for 3-4 speakers. But Prabhupada said, if properly explained one verse, so we can have one verse, and 3 months we can have the same verse and continue everyday class on same verse. So anyway, Prabhupada concludes the purport. Under these circumstances, it is a great aid for common man to read Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat. For thus, he can actually understand devotional service, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda. So for the common man, for easily to understand, if they cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam, they can read Chaitanya Bhagavat. And then Kaviraj Goswami, of course, he mentions that actually such a beautiful granth cannot be written by one's own intellect. It is Lord Chaitanya who personally dictated it to Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then he offers his obeisances. So we'll all chant this verse, offering obeisances to Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Pade Koti Namaskar. Das Pade Koti Namaskar. Aiche Granth Karite Ho Tarila Samsar. I offer my millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of all the fallen souls. So with this, I thought we'll read a little bit from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, one of the beautiful sections wherein this aspect which we are reading about the glories of a pure devotee and his symptoms are being described. So in one of these beautiful sections, we'll see how Lord Chaitanya personally manifested these wonderful qualities which we are reading in this beautiful verses by Sri Havir. Of course, initially when he appeared, when the Lord Gauranga appeared, he performed his scholastic pastimes in Navadvip. But being the Supreme Lord, he was all attractive. The greatest scholar at Navadvip, from all the places people would come, like people would now want to go to MIT, Harvard, Oxford. People every day at that time wanted to come to Navadvip to study. Or people want to go to Kota. There's a big craze of everyone going to Kota to study or whatever. But that time everyone wanted to come to Navadvip to study. And one who studied from Navadvip was considered very exalted, very scholarly and great respected personality. That he's from Oxford or whatever, Navadvip, studied from Navadvip. And of course, being Lord, he was all attractive. Anyone who would see Lord Chaitanya would get attracted. Even though he was very arrogant in his dealings, very sometimes argue with devotees, argue with people, anyone who found, he would just argue. But there was such attraction that everyone, even the materialists, even the yavanas were attracted. Just by seeing the beautiful form and demeanor of the Lord, everyone was attractive. That is the Supreme Lord, all attractive. And the materialists were glorifying what glorious parents these are of Nimai Pandit. And the ladies were saying, never have ever seen such a beautiful Cupid-like form. And even the scholars, they were saying, no better scholar than him looks like an incarnation of Brahaspati. Devotees were also very happy. But at the same time, there was some lamentation also. Devotees were thinking that what is the use of such knowledge and wasting. And sometimes some devotees will actually go in front of Nimai Pandit and tell him, hey, why are you wasting your time in fruitless knowledge? So many times devotees will just go, and then different devotees, how the Lord would respond. And one of the devotees, very dear to all the devotees, was Mukunda. He was also a very great scholar and very learned and very dear to the devotees, sung melodiously to attract everyone's heart. He would sing as per the mood of the Vaishnavas. And the Lord would actually stop all the devotees. One time he would stop, and Mukunda also on his way, and argue, and then the Lord would just leave him. And then one time when Mukunda was coming from the opposite direction in Navadvip, and all the devotees were there with him, and then Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit that time with his friends, he was there, he was going, and then as soon as Mukunda seen Nimai Pandit, he just takes a U-turn and goes another direction. The devotees would avoid. Sometimes it happens, we want to avoid some people, you just take a U-turn. He's coming and then you just avoid. And then Nimai Pandit asked one of his friends, why did Mukunda go back? He said, no, he must be having some other work. What can he say, that you are arrogant, that's why you want to, you know, you can't, doesn't make sense. He said, no, because he probably had some other work to do, he just went the other way. And then, of course, Nimai Pandit exclaimed that, my dear boy, how long you will avoid my clutches? Do you think that you will escape me just by running away? And the Lord smilingly said that, when I finish my studies, you will see, I will exhibit such Vaishnav qualities, I will become such a Vaishnav that even Brahma and Lord Shiva will come to my door. And I will certainly become extraordinary Vaishnav. And in this way the Lord smiled, and then he proclaimed to all the students that he's going to become a great exalted Vaishnav. Of course, great fortune of the students of Lord Chaitanya of Nimai Pandit. And another time Mukunda, Lord finally held hand of Mukunda and told him that let us have an argument. And then Mukunda was thinking how to defeat, and then he thought, let me choose a subject matter which probably Nimai does not know. Then he took some words and described some alankar, and then asked Nimai, can you explain about alankar? Thinking that Nimai is just expert in some grammar and few other sections, and he may not know alankar. Of course, the Lord refuted these arguments of Mukunda, and Mukunda was unable to re-establish. And then Lord Chaitanya smiled, and he said, go home, study your scriptures again, and come back tomorrow morning, and then we'll have another discussion. Of course, Mukunda touched the Lord's lotus feet, and then he went, and he was thinking in his mind that if this person becomes a devotee, then I will never leave his association. So that it happens in our lives also, we are attracted before coming to devotional service, and even after coming to devotional service, some people in this material world who are really top of their careers in whatever fields, we were attracted to somebody, may like a cricket star, a film star, or a sports star, or whatever stars, or a pop star. And we also have those desires sometimes. Yaar, ye kabhi bhakt ban jayega to acha hoga. I will get his association. Or if We still have those, sometimes devotees have those, अरे यार ये मेरा favorite hero था, ये भक्त बन जाएगा तो अच्छा है. और we try also, different devotees try, कि ये बन जाए hero, भक्त बन जाएगा तो अच्छा है, ये this person becomes the hero. So Mukunda, different devotees had those desires also. And he knew, Lord Chaitanya knew every subject matter. Every subject matter on the planet, whichever devotees would argue, he would defeat them. He would defeat them. That was Mahaprabhu's. When the Lord becomes a scholar, he becomes a scholar of all the subject matters. That is, he does the best. Whenever he wants to do something, the scholar, then he's the best scholar. Nobody can defeat it. The walking encyclopedia. No, not probably encyclopedia is gone. Walking Google, whatever. Everything, you ask anything and there is an answer. Of course, Google has false answers also, but this was like all siddhantic, everything was well-read answers. Authentic answers. So anyways, so Mahaprabhu would teach, Nimaya Pandit, he would teach his students on the bank of Mother Ganges. He would sit there and under a shade of a tree. So no classroom or inside us, air-conditioned classrooms many times. No, it was like a, under a tree and nice class, and students would be very happy and proud to have Nimaya Pandit as their teacher. And the evening devotees would also go on the bank of Ganga and have their own katha and discussions. And from far they would see Nimaya and hear also sometimes his explanations of the grammar and other things. And then the different devotees were thinking what to do. What is the use of such knowledge if he doesn't worship Krishna, and everyone runs facing him, and but he still captures our attention. We still feel great satisfaction seeing him. Such knowledge in an ordinary person cannot be seen. He must be someone very, very special, but we don't know who him. That is the Lord's yogamaya. They were attracted, but they didn't know what, why they are being attracted to this personality. And then everyone blessed. That requested, everyone blessed each other, let us bless Nimaya Pandit to become a great devotee. So everyone from a distance would bless Nimaya Pandit, that maybe, may Lord bless him that he becomes a great devotee. And one day he becomes a lover of Krishna and we can get his association. Of course, Lord being the super soul, he knew everything. Everyone he knew. And then he would accept the ashirvada of all the devotees. Bhakta ashirvade prabhu shire kari laya. भक्त आशीर्वाद से कृष्ण तो भक्ति होया. भक्त आशीर्वाद से कृष्ण तो भक्ति होए. दैट्स हाउ द भक्ति ओरिजिनेट्स. कृष्ण भक्ति होए बाय भक्त आशीर्वाद. सो द लॉर्ड वाज एक्सेप्टिंग द ऑल द आशीर्वाद्स ऑफ ऑल द डिफरेंट डिवोटीज. एंड देन समटाइम्स व्हेन डिवोटीज वुड गो, दे वुड एक्चुअली समटाइम्स डिवोटीज वुड गो दैट व्हाई आर यू वेस्टिंग टाइम विद सच मंडेन एजुकेशन. सो सम डिवोटीज आर वेरी एंथुसियास्टिक टू प्रीच. दे वुड एक्चुअली डायरेक्टली गो एंड कन्फ्रंट. And why are you just wasting your time? And the Lord would smile that, oh, I am such a fortunate person that you are teaching me devotional services, the essence of all the educations. And anyone who is blessed by you, all devotees, will definitely one day become a great devotee. And then, of course, he said, let me just do a teaching a little longer. And then I will actually go and serve a pure devotee. You just wait. Like that, the Lord was... And then he would teach different paksha, pratipaksha, sutra, khandan, sthapan, and different ways he would speak and enamor everyone. Like that, wonderful pastimes would happen. And then, after this, all these scholastic pastimes are happening, when Lord Chaitanya comes back from Gaya, after seeing the Padma Padma Tirth, the place where Lord Vishnu bathed his lotus feet, and meeting Sri Ishwar Puri, he was a completely changed personality. Everyone was enamored. As soon as he came, as soon as Nimaya Pandit reached Navadvip, all the devotees and all, not all, this most, and all the people of Navadvip went to greet him, to receive him, and the Lord very humbly spoke to each and greeted everyone, embraced each one, humbly spoke to each one of them. And then surprise, what has happened to him? Pura badali gaya, kya ho gaya isko? Like surprise, when initially one takes to chanting Hare Krishna, goes home, it's like complete change. Surprised, everyone was surprised, and then everyone was like checking, touching the Lord's head, tikena sab, and everyone just touching the Lord's chest and chanting different mantras, and everyone was blessing that may you live long. And in this way everyone blessed, and the Lord bid farewell to all the people, and then He called on for few devotees, something confidential, the Lord said. Then he took them to a secluded place that, I just want to express you something humbly which I could not tell in front of public. But then, when I went to Gaya, I saw the lotus feet, the place where Lord Vishnu washed his lotus feet, and I had such divine revelations of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And while he was speaking, the Lord was speaking, the tears were coming from his eyes and ecstatic symptoms were there and he was crying. And then the Lord told them that Sriman Pandit and a few others, Murari was there, that you can come tomorrow to the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari. That's where we will discuss, and I'll tell you in detail my heart's sorrow and concern and my love for Sri Krishna and my own experiences in my Gaya Yatra. How was the prasad there and accommodation there and everything. I'll explain you in detail. So like that the Lord, of course he tells. So and finally the next day devotees were so eager, Sriman Pandit and all. As soon as they saw, after meeting Lord Chaitanya, they went to the devotees, to the house of Advaita Acharya, to Srivas Thakur and everyone. They told that, You see what has happened. Then everyone was asking what has happened. Then he explains how Nimai Pandit, whom we have been praying, wanting, have become a great devotee of the Lord. So everyone was so happy and devotees were very, very happy. And then, of course, Srivas Pandit was, all the devotees were very, very happy, and then they chant loudly the Lord's names and glorify that, wow, today, now the great fortune has come upon us and that he has become. Of course, in the house of Sriman Pandit, all the devotees, Gadadhar Pandit also goes, he hides inside, and all the devotees were there, and Mahaprabhu arrives there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrives and everyone greets him with loud chanting, and then Nimai Pandit greatly explains in detail how when he went to that Gaya and then he saw the devotees and then how he met Ishwar Puri and how he got initiation and all those whole things, the whole yatra he explains in great detail, and while he's chanting and crying and jumping and rolling on the ground, and all the devotees were also completely absorbed in that kirtan of loudly crying and chanting. And actually Mahaprabhu at one time he just held one of the pillars while falling down in the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari, and the pillar collapsed. Maybe somebody can tell whether it was a load-bearing pillar or not, I don't know. But the hut still remained. But anyways, so then even the devotees were fainting. Everyone was like just hearing, they were fainting. Somebody was falling on another, everyone was falling on each other, and a tumultuous kirtan happened there. Repeated unconsciousness like that were happening. But then, as devotees were discussing afterwards, after visiting those who were not there in the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari, they were very joyfully explaining to the devotees, everyone was amazed, and maybe the Supreme Lord has manifested himself through him, and now we don't fear the atheists, because one of the biggest scholars was the most respected personality, has become a devotee, and maybe it's the effect of association of Ishwar Puri, or some manifestation of Krishna at Gaya, which Nimai Pandit saw, made him behave like this. And the Lord actually goes to the house of Gangadas Pandit, who was like the headmaster where Nimai Pandit was teaching, offer his obeisances. Gangadas Pandit embraces him and tells him that by your birth, you have made glorious both your mother's side and father's side just by your becoming devotee and wonderful teaching. And your students have been waiting for you since the time you have gone. Those students who have chosen you as the teacher would not learn anything from any other teacher. Even if Brahmaji personally comes and wants to teach, they will not accept him. That is your attraction and wonderful teaching. We have that experience. Somebody is a good teacher, you don't want to go to anyone else. You want to teach from him. In colleges also, everyone wants to go to the best guide for your project and all. And there is a competition. Here all the devotees and the students, fortunate students, they had. And the Lord, and of course, Gangadas Pandit said, you can resume your studies from tomorrow. So that devotees have been waiting, and And usually Mahaprabhu would teach on the banks of Ganga or on the house of Mukund Sanjay's courtyard. So that is two places he would teach. As soon as he comes back, Sachi Mata was praying and waiting for Nimai Pandit to come to the sun. And when she saw these transformations, she was also confused what is happening, but very joyful that Nimai has come back. And she was praying to Krishna Chandra, their Lord, that, my dear Lord, I have lost my husband, I have lost my son, and this is the only son remaining, and what is happening? Please take care of him. Please bless him so that he remains like that. And then Sachi Mata personally is preparing wonderful prasad, and she purposefully she brought Vishnu Priya Devi and made him sit in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gauranga Mahaprabhu, as even his mood of unique mood of ecstasy, as soon as Vishnu Priya Devi sat, he loudly sat, was calling out, Kothai Krishna, Kothai Krishna, that where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And then Vishnu Priya Devi got afraid, what is happening? He never behaved like this, he was such a gentleman, and suddenly he's loudly chanting, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And then she just runs away back inside. That was Mahaprabhu's ecstatic mood after coming. And then there was no question of sleeping. Sometimes he would get up from the bed, sleep there, sit there, and different world, very confusing for Sachi Mata and even Vishnu Priya Devi to deal with. How to deal with such a person who is always like crying and jumping and chanting? So it was difficult. So Mahaprabhu the next day morning takes his bath in Mother Ganga and comes to teach his students. So all his students are there, and they open their books. So that's how they start. They are like, they were tied, the books were tied by a rope. So they open their books by opening the knots by chanting Hari Hari. Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Of course, nowadays we can unlock our iPads or iPhones or whatever with chanting the passwords Gopinath or Radharani or Radha Raman or whatever, different passwords. So equivalent was opening those threads and chanting Hari Hari. Now we can unlock those passwords, like that. So anyway, they'll open their books and as we are reading in this verse, Mahabhagavat's symptoms, seeing everywhere Krishna, and here it was chanting the names of Hari, the Lord, when he saw, he just was so pleased, wow, they are chanting Hari's name. And then Lord started to explain the glories of Hari, and he explained all the sutras, the aphorisms, the commentaries, glorifying the holy names of Krishna. Holy names of Krishna, the eternal truth, all scriptures explains that there is nothing else. Krishna is the supreme controller, creator, maintainer. Kept on going and going and going and different pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the Lord said, who in this Navadvip has the power to refute my arguments? And the students were captivated. What has happened to our teacher? He was never like this. He's changed, completely changed. And then afterwards, when he regained external consciousness, he asked, how was my explanations? What will the students say? That honestly, we did not understand anything. Whatever you said was in relationship to Krishna. Okay, Vishwambar said, pack up for today. Let's go for Ganga Snan, and then we'll see what to do next. Later we will meet. And of course, at home, Sachi Mata goes, serves prasad. Sachi Mata meets Nimai. Pandit Vishwambar asks, what did you teach? And did you quarrel with anyone? And as many, sometimes the preachers like, first opportunity to speak, Om Ajnana Tamirandas, and then start. The Mahaprabhu also, Sachi Mata just asked, about to begin prasad, and she asked, what did you teach? And then he started another talk, glorifying Krishna, and the whole Kapila Devahuti Samvad was spoken there. So that's the enthusiasm of the preachers. You see sometimes, given an opportunity, wow, you start. And then he was seeing Krishna, Vaishnava Aveshe Mahaprabhu Vishwambara Krishnamaye Jagadekhe Nirantara. Hence this verse is saying that Vaishnava Aveshe Mahaprabhu Vishwambara Krishnamaye Jagadekhe Nirantara. Everywhere he was seeing Krishna at all times. So another day, students thought, let us not open by Hari Hari. Let us ask him question. That is easier. rather than let him speak, let us first ask some question, then he will be able to probably respond. So then they ask, what is Siddha Varna Samamay, something like that. And then Lord says that Narayan is situated in every letter of the alphabet. And then he starts to speak again. And then they ask another question, Varna Siddha Haile Kemone, how does the alphabet becomes perfect? And then they says that by merciful glance of Krishna, everything becomes perfect. And then they were like shocked, what is it happening? And then they told, actually please explain properly, what are you telling? And then the Lord says, every moment remember Krishna, that is the answer. And I am explaining to you about worship of Krishna, and which is the purport in the beginning, in the middle, and the end of all the Vedic literatures. So the children were confused and they were talking amongst themselves, what is happening? It's probably some vata disorder. Speaking some incoherent words. And then they ask, where did you get this from? And then Lord says, this is the verdict of all the scriptures. Let us take a break now, since I got lost connections. We'll meet in the afternoon again. And then I'll show you from the books what I am saying. So finally the students decide. They were all very captivated by Nimaya Pandit. So let's go to the principal and headmaster and complain. So they go to the house of Gangadas Pandit and complain that since the time Nimaya has come from Gaya, he just chants, dance, and Gaya se aane ke baad kaam se gaye teacher hamare. Kya karein? So what to do? And then Gangadas Pandit also laughs. He said, go home and return. I'll explain to him when he comes this afternoon. I'll instruct you. Come with him in the afternoon. And then I tell him, of course. Then Lord Chaitanya, when he comes, takes the dust from the lotus feet of Gangadas Pandit, and then he says, Vidya Labho, may you get knowledge. And then Gangadas Pandit explains him that the study of a Brahmana is not a result of less fortune. It's not something unfortunate to be a scholar. Your grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti, great scholar. Your father, Jagannath Mishra, was a great scholar. At the same time, a great devotee also. So it's compatible. So why don't you do both? You would do that. It's compatibility is there. It's only through proper study one can understand what are the, and you can become a nice Vaishnav Brahman. You promised like that. And Mahaprabhu says that, Nimaya Pandit says that by the mercy of your lotus feet Gurudev, no one in Navadvip can stand before me in debate. Who in Navadvip can refute my explanation of all these sutras? Today I will teach publicly in the middle of the city. Let me see who has the power to challenge me. So there was an open challenge. And Gangadas Pandit was very, very pleased. Wow, looks like he's understood and he's going to preach. And then the Lord began his classes in the middle of the city under a tree, shady tree. And then he's speaking again about Krishna and different things. And in the evening he saw there was one devotee, Ratnagarbha Acharya. He was reciting the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Shamam Hiranya Paridhim Vannamalayat, glorifying devotional service and the beautiful form of the Lord. And then the Lord heard that. Again, ecstatic symptoms were manifesting. He was rolling on the ground, weeping, crying, and the Lord was, and he was, and when he touched Ratnagarbha Acharya, he also fell in ecstasy. He was crying and the Lord was telling, chant, chant. And in this way, again, the whole class got disrupted. And then the Lord asked, what did I say? And of course the student says, what power do we have to explain? And you just... And then he says, okay, come the next day. And the next day again they ask some questions about Dhatu. And then Mahaprabhu says, that which is Krishna's energy is all the Dhatu and everything. And then he says, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Suno Krishna Naam. Then this way, Mahaprabhu tells everyone to chant the holy names and glorifies Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Prana Dhana, Charana Dhariya Bholi, Krishna Deho Mana. Chant the names of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father. And then when the Lord finally got external consciousness, he was embarrassed and he asked the students, did I say correctly? Of course, the student says, you were correct. But this is not what we are here for studying. What you are saying is absolutely fine, correct, scripturally perfect, but this is not what we are here to study. And then the student says, then last 10 days you have been doing like this. We have not understood even one verse. or one aphorism. And then the Lord told, why you have been waiting for 10 days? You should have told me before. But student said, but your explanations were correct. What can we do? This is the purport of the scriptures. It is our fault that we are not able to accept it. And then the Lord was very pleased. And then he spoke out of compassion. The Lord spoke, my dear brothers, whatever you said is true. But what I am going to tell you, please do not tell anyone. Why I speak this way is, because wherever I see a blackish boy complexioned playing on his flute. I hear only the names of Krishna. I behold the entire world as the abode of Govinda. I humbly apologize. From today on, no more studies from my side. I resign. And then he gave the school leaving certificate. That giving permission to study whoever you like. Yeah, I gave you the permission. No word other than Krishna manifests to me. This is the state of my mind. So I cannot teach. And Mahaprabhu, with tears in his eyes, he tied his book, closed his books. And then students, when they heard, feeling imminent separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offered obeisances and said, we also take the same resolution as you. Now, after studying under you, we cannot study under anyone else. May the explanations which you have given us remain in our hearts. And then students were also in tears and crying, and then the Lord personally goes and embraces each one of them and bathes them with his tears, and then he says that everyone offers the respects to the Lord. They also tied their books and chants Hari Hari. And in this way the Lord embraces everyone, it cries, and with all the students also cries with their head down, immersed in ecstasy. And then Nimai Pandit explains that if I have been a servant of Krishna even for one day, all your desires get fulfilled. You may take shelter of Krishna and your mouths be always filled with names of Krishna. May you always chant the names of Krishna. Sometimes we say, Mume ghee shakkar. This is the real ghee shakkar. In North, there is a culture when something auspicious is given, we say, Mume ghee shakkar tumare. And the Lord says, Mume naam. Krishna naam rehna chahiye aapki. Sadeva Krishna naam. Enough of studies, what we have done, you don't need anything. So then what should we do? The students ask. So now let us conclude all the studies by chanting the names of Krishna. And may the mercy of Krishna remain all of you, and all the purports be revealed to all of you. You are my friends eternally. So in this way, all the students offer obeisances, and thus ends the scholastic pastimes of Sri Nimai Pandit. And then began the congregational chanting. So the Lord, students asked, how do we perform the Sankirtan? So the first Sankirtan program which happened with Lord Chaitanya and his youth, that was the first youth preaching program, or LY, what is that? Lord Chaitanya's youth services, LYS, not IYS, whatever. So then the students ask, how do we perform the kirtan? So then the Lord chants and he claps personally, chanting and clapping his hands, the Lord's chants. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. So in this way, Mahaprabhu began his first Harinam Sankirtan party with his boys, and then eventually at the Srivas Thakur's Angan, and the whole Kirtan began. And we are all fortunate by Srila Prabhupada's grace to be continuing that same spirit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Das Thakur ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.